Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. Your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. And before I get started, I got to give a special shout out to Twolo.
Yeah, Twolo.
Shout out to Twolos on Twitch. Are they on Twitch?
They are on Twitch. They're hanging out, man.
Hey, they sent me some birthday cookies, man.
How about that?
Yeah, from Tiff Treats. So.
Yeah, Lady T on there said, "Happy Revolution, Fig."
Oh yeah. Oh, I never heard that.
Never heard it either.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm usually a Born Day guy. Yeah. I usually say Happy Born Day, but
have you heard these people going just cakes and candles? Not even like happy.
Nah.
This dude's trying to be real macho.
Cakes and candles.
They feel like or balloons and candles, things, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, but salute to Twolo for hooking me up, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's all I got on that. Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't send you soup, you know, considering you was out sick yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
An IV.
I mean, yeah. I know, man. Hey, it was rough yesterday, man.
Got your little bag and a needle.
The IV drip.
Hey, it was rough, man. But yesterday, while I was sick in bed,
I
was watching some
drinking a margarita.
No, hey, I was sick. I was dying, but I was watching some baseball, man.
Okay,
I was watching some Yankees and Royals, and that I feel like that series kind of spicing up a little bit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I saw a lot of people complaining about Bob Costas, man. I'm like, dang, maybe I'm the only one that like Bob Costas.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people was really complaining about him as much as they complained about Al Michaels.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what did he do? What
mm-hmm.
happened?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to play this call. This call right here was a double play, inning double play for the Yankees. And people wasn't happy about this call. And it have a real Al Michaels feel too. Honestly, it made Al Michaels sound a little more polished mm-hmm. and a little more hyped.
Okay.
So here's the call from Bob Costas.
Hit to short. Whip.
There we
go. Gets the force. Can they turn two? Yes, they can. And it's just the point we were making. It's not Giancarlo's fault. A near base hit. Couldn't beat it out at the other end. Turns into a double play.
Man, is this the radio? Is this the Yankees radio network?
Yeah, you could have been excited in that moment, Bob. Come
He's
on now.
Distraught.
Man.
Hit to short. Whip. Gets the force. Can they turn two? Yes, they can. And it's point. It's not Giancarlo.
Hey, that guy, is he working for the Yankees network or something?
What were they just talking about? Because there has to be more context.
I'm imagining that.
I'm guessing he was saying not to hit in a double play.
Yeah,
or
maybe he's grounded into some double plays or something like that.
That's bad.
He sounded so disappointed, man.
That's got to be the benefit of calling a national game is you just get to be excited about every big play.
Yeah.
No matter who hits it.
Not Bob Costas.
Yeah, okay. He was getting slaughtered online for this, too. But in the spirit of that, man, I got a couple calls, a couple moments from Bob Costas that one of them is actually one of my favorite moments ever. So this was Bob Costas. He was on a call with the Cubs and the Cardinals. And this was when Joe Maddon was with the Cubs and he was coming out to make a pitching change.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently this pitcher didn't have a good outing. And Bob Costas has some things to say.
Oh, I remember this one so bad.
It's not Bosio this time. It's Maddon. And that means a change. Mott is on his way in. Strope is on his way out. Pointing toward the heavens. We can only ask or wonder that he is asking some departed relative for forgiveness for this atrocious performance.
Not the ancestors, man. Like, that's sick. That's nasty behavior, Bob. You know damn well that's nasty behavior.
Goodness gracious, man.
For forgiveness.
Man, he was stinking up the joint so bad, I know he's talking to his grandpa apologizing about it.
And you know how some of these pitchers, they go out and they the cross sign and point up to the sky? I'm like, goodness gracious, man. That was awful, man.
Well, Costas is a St. Louis guy. That is a big St. Louis fan when he was a kid and growing up. He was his first job.
You sure? I thought he was a Yankees guy. Sounded.
Maybe it's changed, but his first job in broadcasting was in the ABA, broadcasting for the St. Louis Spirits. So he's a big St. Louis guy. So that might have been a little factor there.
Man, salute to him. But
No salute on that one. Hey. Disagree. And disagree completely. We are pulling the in-the-loop salute from now on. Absolutely not.
So Bob Costas, have you ever thought about who is his favorite rapper?
Bob Costas?
Never. He actually have once. A favorite rapper.
Not
man.
Once.
Yeah, so this is Bob Costas right here telling us who his favorite rapper is.
You know, I have got to give props to Ludacris because although he's not the only one, I think he was the first one to name check me. I believe it went something like this. I'd be rolling torpedoes, get blunted with Rostas, and for a hefty fee, I'm on your record like Bob Costas. And it was at that point, boys, where I said to myself, if I step off a curb right now and get hit by a bus, I've lived a full life. It's all good.
All right, shout out back on for Bob Costas. Because
salute to Bob Costas.
That is absolutely who my favorite rapper is the first person to name check me in a song.
Oh, 100%. For sure.
That's got to be a crazy good feel, especially if it's somebody that's like dope for real, you know, like, and they drop you in a song. Plus, like, Luda is really like that. I feel like we don't appreciate enough. Luda is great in his lyricism because that's a bar that he put Costas on.
Yeah. And salute to him for even knowing the lyrics and reciting the lyrics. He sounds so hilarious.
The guy's an encyclopedia.
Yeah.
Like, he is a genius. Like, he remembers every little minutia detail. So I'm sure he probably did that right off the cuff.
Yeah. And also, Bob Costas, do you think he rubbed some people the wrong way at some point in his career?
Absolutely. I think every broadcaster has,
But him particularly, like, he can grandstand a little bit and people don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one person that don't like that is one Vince McMahon.
Oh!
So he had to sit down with Vince McMahon, and here's a couple little clips from that moment.
Do you think in some way that this type of programming contributes, certainly not the biggest part of it, but contributes, you don't even know what I'm going to ask you, to the incivility and coarseness that's generally out there in the culture now? Does it contribute in some way? Do you pump some of that into the water supply?
Maybe some. You want to let me finish your 4 second pound?
I'm asking you the question.
Then coach, shut your mouth and let me answer the question, all right? I'll be happy to answer. Let me finish.
They rejected that
would
as a defense.
Would you please let me finish?
Absolutely.
You know, you are, really, you sure? You're not going to interrupt me. You let me finish.
Just because I inject something doesn't mean you're not going to have time to respond. You've got plenty of time to respond and continue.
Yeah, no, again, I'm on Bob Costas' side on this one. Vince McMahon was looking for somebody that was not going that was going to allow him to run roughshod and say any kind of nonsense, and he'd be saying some nonsense.
He does. What's the update with Vince McMahon?
I don't know, but I imagine that he's not in a good place.
I don't think he wants to sit down with Bob Costas
time. No, he doesn't.
And he will definitely go into the hot place, I'll tell you that for sure.
Salute to Bob Costas, man, for making that awful, atrocious call. Yep, it's Figgy Smith Staple on Sports Radio 610. And on Sunday, we were at the game, and I was actually sitting, I think I was on the third level, kind of on those couches, just watching the game on the TV, and because I wanted to hear the radio call and actually watch the game too. And when I was sitting there, and we all heard this call, and this was a call from a referee. And me and the other guy that was sitting there kind of looked at each other like, huh?
Yeah.
This was one of the calls from the referee during the Texans versus Bills game.
After pretty discussion, the runner was out of bounds before he fumbled the basketball. At the 39-yard line, it is a first down.
It's almost basketball season.
I looked around like, did he say basketball?
He did.
So he apparently had the internet going nuts. And in the spirit of that, I kind of went through a couple legendary referee moments just in the NFL, just randomly. And one of them was back in the day, back in Lopez, that you probably remember this.
Back when they were leather helmets?
Not that far back. But the year was 1986.
Oh, I'm sure I remember it.
It was Jets versus Bills. And Marty Lyons got a little rough with Jim Kelly. And Marty actually gave Jim Kelly kind of a little shot in the midsection.
Yeah.
And this is how it went. You're going to hear the play at first, and then you're going to hear the referee pretty much tell us what the call is.
Legendary, by the way.
Kelly played that low snap and throws it away. We saw Bell was well covered, and Marty Lyons all over Jim Kelly. Now, Kelly may have said something to Lyons, and players from both sides heading out of the field. We'll pick this up.
On number 99 of the defense, after he tackled the quarterback, he's giving him business down there at the 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, in fact, we need to bring that back. Giving them the business was a great call.
And what I liked about this call, the referee was really mad about this. He gave like a little...
No, he was. That's why I did that.
Like, giving them the business.
Giving them the business.
Business down there. And that's a 15-yard penalty.
The audacity.
Yeah. I'm like, did he get you the business down there?
That's really a tough one to top. That is a legendary one. I do remember.
Oh, I think there's one that would make me smile in a bigger way than giving them
really?
A
really?
Really?
Sure, oh, I probably ain't got it.
No, it's all good. It's all good. It's one that you can easily tell once we get to that place. So let's go through.
Yeah, here's another one. Have you ever put yourself in the referee shoes, just being out there and you have to make that call and the other team or another player sees you and be like, man, come on, ref, that ain't the right call? Have you ever put yourself in those shoes?
I don't want to.
Yeah, so.
I've done a little bit of that, like, intramural refereeing. Yeah. Not nearly at the same level, but, you know, if you referee a Greek game, like, you know, those fraternities, they take that serious, bro.
They get into it.
Yeah. Oh, have you seen a volleyball game? See those people on the sideline when you make a bad call on the line? Oh, my goodness. But anyway, here is a referee making a call, and Geno Smith not too happy about this call. And the referee says something. Hey, I'm doing something right now. This is the referee. Well, that's not the one. This is the actual call right here.
Intentional grounding, offense number 7. It's a 10-yard penalty. I'm talking to America here. It's cool. 10-yard penalty and a loss of down. Second down.
That is the best line I've ever heard at an official. We'll get to the penalty in a minute. He just told Geno Smith, I'm talking to America.
I'll be with you in a moment.
Just imagine you sitting there trying to make the call and somebody all in your face. You'd be like, hey, I'm talking to America right now.
Which was a fact.
Yeah, because America was watching.
That's right. He turned into a DMV worker right quick. I will get to you in a moment.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get y'all out of here on this one. This one is just imagine being a referee and it's so loud in there. And you could tell some people ain't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And the referee had to get everybody's attention before he made the call.
Hey. Pass interference. Defense number 40. The ball will be placed at slot and foul. Automatic first down.
It's like a concert.
Yeah, he's, hey. Pass interference number 21 at the defense.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was like a concert. He was just getting the crowd riled up.
Wait, did that go...
Hey!
All the crowd gets into it.
Defense number 40.
That sounded like it went against the road team. So I almost wonder if he was like, hey, y'all going to be happy about this. Calm down. Just wait. Just let me talk first.
Yeah.
All right? And you're going to enjoy this.
Hey. It's pass interference, y'all.
Yeah, come on. Hey, y'all getting mad at me. I'm not the one to be mad at. It's going to work out. Just chill. The one I was hoping to hear is the one we've heard this a few times, where it's a false start, everybody but the center.
Oh yeah, every time. That's up there, man.
Every time, that's up there. It doesn't disappoint. All right, man, you're in the Loop Sports Radio 610. That's Figgy's mixtape. You hear it every day at 1:20 p.m.
I'm gonna have to have y'all do it tomorrow.
No, you're not.
You know what? I'm gonna go back in the archives.
Odyssey app, baby. Actually, I don't think you can go back days, but you can go check out the In the Loop podcast though. That's right. Check out the podcast page. You can hear it there. But coming up next, we get ready to hand off to the drive, Clint and Ron. But before we get there, we asked a question of the day. What is your best happen to be there moment? And we want to return to those because there were so many of them. We'll do that next in the Loop.